www.thebeatmaker.com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Amante. Hi, Amante.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How can I help?
What happened was last semester I had a bike wreck and it affected me and it hurt my shins and my calves really bad. And so now every time I walk or I go to exercise, I have this really sharp aching pain.
Okay. So sharp aching pain in the shins?
Sir?
Okay, where is the sharp aching pain? In the shins? The shins. You know where your shins are? Very front anterior tibialis? Probably don't know that name.
Hello? I can't hardly hear you.
Okay. Why don't you just tell me your question? We're having some phone issues. We're going to move on here to Jan in Rockford, Illinois, writes in an email. He said, just returned from Afghanistan, and the military doctors have diagnosed me with PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder, and I'm having a hard time sleeping. Is there anything that you can suggest that would help? And I'll tell you, there's a little bit of an issue with PTSD. You know, there's a lot of different theories behind it, but a couple things are really, really helpful and very important. It's the brain chemistry, number one. You're dealing a lot with GABA, one of the neurotransmitters, and also serotonin. And serotonin, you know, is a tough one because a lot of times the medications can work very well. They're called SSRIs. And so you've got things like Zoloft that are really good drugs, and they do a great job at raising serotonin levels, and they can help in these circumstances. Anxiety is a big one, too. The benzodiazepines can be quite helpful if that's something that you're dealing with, and your doctors kind of guide you along with that. So those are kind of what are called standard of care for treating those types of disorders at a very basic level. You know, that's kind of what it started out with. It depends on what you're dealing with and how extreme it is. But on the other hand, there are some natural things you can do as well in raising those up. Now, certain foods can trigger the different neurotransmitters, the brain chemicals, at certain levels. One being a lot of the protein-rich sources are actually really good for proper production of a lot of the neurotransmitters. Vitamin B6, pyridoxal 5-phosphate is very good as well. Some of the supplements out there, it can be very helpful. So you get 5-hydroxytryptophan, 5-HTP. That's known to be helpful, too. It's supporting serotonin levels. And, of course, your omega-3 fats are all very good, too. So when you're looking at that, it's not just a cookie-cutter answer. And on the traditional medicine side, there is. But on the alternative side, if you're looking maybe to talk with a nutritionist or a naturopathic doctor, they'll have some different theories behind it. So my encouragement to you is to get multiple opinions around it, because depending how severe it is, I know the sleeping is a little bit challenging, and it's very, very important. But depending on what that, you know, the level of that is will depend on the level of treatment you'll get from the different specialties that you talk to. So, again, I would look at all sides, because one thing you don't want is just to go and take something like some type of sleep medication. I don't want to name any names, but to do something like that, and it be something that you become addicted to and something that you do long term. That's something that you want to be very very cautious of. They do work well for the short term, but you want to get to the root cause and find a physician that will work with you and help get to the root cause of what that is. Even though there's a strong emotional component to it, there's a strong chemical driver within the body typically. All right, hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. You can go to healthcoachradio.com. And also, if you're looking for one of our wellness providers that are in your area that kind of believe the same way we do, all the nutrition and lifestyle-based care, well, we've got plenty of them, and you might want to give our wellness provider team members a call. You can check them out at mywellnessproviders.com and figure out if there's someone in your area. Great network that we're growing every single day. For grocery store foods that could be fake, yeah, believe it or not, some of the foods actually could be a little bit on the fake side. Here are a couple that they've actually found recently. Olive oil. Can you believe it? Something as simple as olive oil. The USP, which is the U.S. Farm Convention, of course, the standardized convention that looks over different food products and looks for food fraud and that sort of thing. There's about 800 cases recently. And they found that olive oil has been replaced many times with other less expensive vegetable oils like walnut oil, sunflower oil, or corn oil. In China, they found olive oil diluted with gutter oil, which is a waste oil repurposed as cooking oil. That's pretty scary right there. So you see something like that, makes you think twice. Well, in some cases, olive oil was even tainted with lard, which was used as a filler. Might make you want to spend a little bit extra money on the more expensive olive oil. The milk was also found to be watered down, believe it or not, diluted with additives. The USP found watered down milk in India, powdered milk diluted with fillers like maltodextrin, which is a food additive produced from starch in South America, and vegetable oils replacing milk fat in milk in South America. It makes breakfast cereal with milk seem a whole lot less appetizing, that's for sure. Spices are another one that they found. They had a lot of fillers and added color. So spices like saffron, turmeric, and chili powder were found to be diluted or replaced with less expensive spices or fillers. Some types of chili powder were even filled and dehydrated with red beets or color additives to give them a brighter red color without having to add more actual chili powder. So again, trying to cut corners on the raw materials to save a little bit of cash never pays off. Seafood mislabeling is another big one. The seafood is significant as a moneymaker in the United States, obviously, where fish is often mislabeled to avoid food safety controls, and seafood fraud is pretty big problem, they're saying nowadays. One example of the seafood fraud issue is the sale of escalar, a tropical fish that often mislabeled as white tuna or butterfish. The escalar can use certain gastrointestinal conditions marked by diarrhea and other digestive issues, and it's also banned in Italy and Japan. Other countries have issued advisories on the trade and the consumption of this fish, but the U.S. Food and Drug Administration withdrew a recommendation in the 1990s not to import the fish. Another example is puffer fish, which can be a tetrotoxin poisoning that can lead to paralysis and even death, is sometimes mislabeled as monkfish to evade import restrictions. A little bit scary of what's actually allowed. And amazing, in this country, some things are less restrictive than others. And it makes you a little bit concerned. So just be cautious, obviously, on some of these foods you're eating. So the olive oil, certain milk products, spices, and some of the seafood. Something to watch out for. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle.
Do you need a new prescription for your Lyme? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Also, don't forget our wellness providers, healthcare providers in your area that you can find that believe in this lifestyle and nutrition-based care that we talk about. And also, really important, understand that we've got a really cool community that we've put together called our Lifestyle Community. You can check that out on the website as well. All kinds of great information. You get discounts on all the nutritional products. Of course, we're going to have videos that are posted regularly. So it's an accountability group to help you go to the next level with your health and your life. All that is at the website. And our new app that's coming out to be able to track fitness tips and also meal planning, help you follow the anti-inflammatory diet, the whole nine yards. Looking forward to having that out for you very, very soon. Let's go to the phone lines and go to Stacy right now. Hi, Stacy.
Yes.
How can that help?
Okay. So my question is this. I'm 24 years old. I have been to a walk-in clinic doctor. I don't have a regular physician. I went to go see him for a lot of bruising. Over the past year, I've lost 70 pounds, not trying. I've had two children. I've had a hysterectomy about a year ago. And my white blood count was really high. Well, they wanted to refer me to an oncologist. The oncologist that they referred me to, my insurance is calling it pre-existing.
Okay.
So I haven't been to see him. A few weeks ago, I woke up one morning and could not walk at all. My husband picked me up and rushed me to the emergency room. Turns out that I had a severe colon infection.
Okay.
I'm still bruising really bad. I'm having a really hard time using the bathroom. When I go to use the bathroom, I just scream and I feel like I'm ripping and there's lots of blood and I'm still bruising. Right now I have a severe bruise on my leg, for no reason. And so I'm just trying to call to get some advice on what to do.
Well, did you go to, I know you went to the ER, but did you go to your family doctor? Did you follow up with them?
I don't have a family doctor. And so that's the problem. I've looked into a family doctor. I've had some people tell me to go to a family doctor. Some people tell me to go to a internist, I guess.
Internal medicine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely need to go, for sure, without a doubt. Now, there's a lot of it can be linked to your diet. A lot of times that's the case with something like this. So just so you know, that could be a major piece of it. But are your eating habits good?
Well, I don't have much of an appetite at all. I just don't hardly eat because I don't have the desire to eat. And I work full time. So I'm very busy. I'm very active. I do a mommy and me class in gymnastics with my daughter.
What's your height and weight?
I am 5'4" and I weigh 118 now. I went from almost 190 to 118.
Okay, I got it. So that's where you are now. Okay. And so The peak of this, how long did it take? Did it come on all of a sudden or did it build slightly?
It came on all of a sudden, more rapidly over about the past 3 months.
Okay, yeah, I would go and just see a good family doctor. If you don't have one, talk to your family members, someone you know, and go see one just because let them do the tests that they need to just to see. It probably has, obviously they'll... The ER cleared you, right? They said everything was okay?
So they said that I was fine. I just had a really bad colon infection and that my white blood count was really high and I needed to go see someone
okay,
else.
Okay, which you did. Right. Okay. Which you need to. So I would do that. I would go and I would see a doctor, let them run some additional tests, it would be the smart thing to do, because if you did have an infection, that needs to get treated for sure, and then someone needs to follow up with it to figure out exactly what it is, because we can sit here and kick it around, but unless there's a complete understanding of what it is or what is going on, I mean, there are dietary things you could start talking about, but I don't think it's worth really discussing until you've gone over and talked with them, because you need to know what's going on before you make any moves, if that makes sense.
Right.
I mean, you can start eating healthier and add more fiber to your diet, but I mean, if there's something going on within the colon that you don't need to add fiber for, right, then you're going to be working against yourself. So that's the smarter move. I mean, tomorrow, like I would just go find someone and go in and have a conversation with them and let them do their history and look over some of the notes from the ER, and then they'll be able to come up with a good game plan. Now, after you find out what it is, if you want to call me back, we'll be glad to talk about it. You know, and come up with some ideas and kick some things around, and we can look at things from more of a kind of a lifestyle perspective. But, I mean, that's the smartest thing for you to do right now would be to follow up. It just needs to happen. So just find someone that, you know, like I said, family member, someone you like that's you're close with, and they've had a good experience with the doctor. It's usually the best way to go, okay? But I'm sure it's nothing, but it's important to get that checked out and treated, and then you can create a better lifestyle plan from there. Okay, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Don't forget, check us out on the web, and don't forget Facebook and Twitter there as well. What are you dealing with? If it's heart disease, all the way down to weight loss, or maybe dealing with anxiety or depression. Body can change, but you have to want to change. And the one thing that I've learned more than ever is that when you're changing your lifestyle choices, it changes everything. And it doesn't have to be too difficult, but it can get to a place where you really can win. Folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking AminoActive as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on AminoActive because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
AminoActive worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Are you a smoker? I hope you're not. Or if you were, I hope you're not. Now, anyway, longtime smokers are saying now, lose a decade of life. So according to a new arsenal of evidence that smoking is bad for you, which we already knew, a large new study indicates that lifetime smokers cut 10 years off their life expectancy, a decade they can gain back if they quit before the age of 35. Using data from more than 200,000 Americans, researchers also found that the death rate for current smokers is three times as high as those who never smoked, with those extra deaths caused by smoking-related conditions such as cancer, heart disease, stroke, and respiratory diseases. Experts hailed the study as a landmark, noting that similar studies in the United States were done decades ago on groups of people who didn't represent the general population. Because smoking among women didn't peak until the 1980s, the research is apparent. We're the first to examine the true impact of tobacco use in both genders. It's really striking, they said, a combination of good news for non-smokers but much higher death rates among smokers. The lead study author, Dr. Jiha, founding director of the Center for Global Health Research at St. Michael's Hospital in Toronto, Canada. So we found a tripling of the mortality rate, and the men and women are now very similar. Women smoke like men and die like men. So the study is published in the January issue of the New England Journal of Medicine. And according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, tobacco use accounts for nearly 200,000 deaths annually in the United States, more than HIV infection, drug alcohol abuse, car accidents, suicides, and murders combined. All of those being a big, big deal. The American, Canadian, and British scientists examined data on smoking status for nearly 217,000 adults and, of course, looked at the benefits of quitting. Non-smokers are twice as likely to live at age 80 compared to smokers, indicating that smoking isn't just killing people in old age, but in middle age, the study said. Another startling find was that adult smokers who quit at ages 25 to 34 and ages 35 to 44 or ages 45 to 54 gain about 10, 9, or 6 years back, respectively. So even quitting after age 55 should net former smokers extra years. So it's never too late to quit, is what they're saying. Even if you quit by age 60, you gain 4 years back. It's a fair proposition. Dr. Norman Eldelman, who's a chief medical officer at the American Lung Association, praised the study for sharply demonstrating the dangers of smoking and benefits of quitting. They used a very large database in this, so the chance is that it's very accurate and very high. So efforts to eliminate smoking in public places and place higher taxes on cigarettes have helped cut the prevalence of smoking, Eldelman noted. He said, but more research is still needed to help understand the science behind nicotine addiction and steer adolescents away from tobacco. You know, I mean, smoking, for sure, we all, it's kind of one of those duh moments, but nicotine is one of the most addictive substances that we have. And people that struggle with smoking on a regular basis, sometimes it takes a diagnosis of a pretty strong magnitude to get them to quit because it's such an addictive habit, and of course, there's so much involved with it. But interesting study, that's for sure. Quote for the day comes from Mark Twain. Says, courage is resistance to fear, mastery of fear, not the absence of fear. And that's very true. That's where your courage comes from. It comes from knowing that there's something in front of you and being fearful of it and facing it anyway. John, we're going to the phone lines to talk with you. How can I help, my friend?
Well, I am 49 and just got back from a physical in which, for the first time ever, I got a little bit of bad news. I have a little low vitamin D, a little low testosterone, but more importantly, I had higher LDL levels at 131, and they also said I was probably borderline type 2 diabetes. So I'm trying to, you know, do some corrective elements here. I'm 6'2", weigh about 225. Okay. I've always kind of carried my weight well, and, you know, up until recently, I was quite active and always ran, you know, did sports and whatnot. But I'm trying to get the truth behind, you know, what's the best way to lower the LDLs and fight this. And I get a lot of mixed online information regarding breads, grains, pastas, rice, oatmeal, what's good, what's not. That, you know, it just seems like it's confusing out there.
Yeah, it can be. So your goal should be this. You're kind of teetering on the line with several things, and it's pretty simple. I mean, when you have bad cholesterol that's slightly elevated, which yours is, it's very, very slight, and, you know, you have a lot of these other issues creeping, like prediabetes and some of those things. One of the things you want to do, your diet is the key, first of all. And genetics play a role, but it's a very small portion. It's more of our lifestyle choices than anything. So the way you've lived up to this point, even, say, 5 years ago, and your habits have led to kind of this position. So you just have to kind of look at it and say, okay, what can I undo? You know, what kind of new changes can I make? The biggest key is what you eat. So cutting out on breads and things like that, you're right, but it's cutting out the sugar. It's being real serious about the food you're putting in. So you want to do 3 meals a day, 2 to 3 snacks in between, and each meal comprised of equal amounts of protein sources, lean proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then the good healthy fats like almonds and walnuts, olives, cashews, all that sort of thing. Goat cheese is even great. So when you start getting everything balanced, you'll start giving the body a little bit of everything that it needs where it can function and peak at a higher level. So just a couple things to think about. Those are actually very, very helpful along the way. But you're young still. You know, that's the thing. So if you head this stuff off at the pass, which is what I think you're asking me how to do, then, you know, your body will respond well. It really will. You don't have to be stuck kind of in all these preconditions and be worried. If you put in the work and you do and make the right decisions, then you'll come out okay. So I would just get on a good game plan, have someone kind of coach you on your lifestyle so you can pick the right choices of what to do. And then, of course, that's where your victory will come. So if you don't have a copy of my book, that probably is a great place. Go to the website. We've got good information there, too. And but get someone to kind of coach you with it. That's the key. Because, I mean, it's more than a quick conversation here. There's a lot involved in that. The biggest thing I can tell you, though, is exercise on a regular basis and eat non-inflammatory foods, an anti-inflammatory diet. That's what's in my book, by the way. And it's just, it will give you a good layout and a good foundation for what you're looking to accomplish. But I wouldn't worry too much, but you definitely want to get proactive at this point. Okay, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. We're going to Donald now. Hi, Donald.
I have a problem with gluten, and it seems like everything I eat here lately just blows my stomach up, and just wanted to see if I could recommend. I know that diet, one thing to follow, but anything as far as suggestions.
Well, the gluten is a big deal. You know, and they say that, well, if you're not, there's the anti-gliadin test, and if you're if you come out negative on that, then you should be okay. But the reality is about 98% of people have some form of sensitivity to gluten. If you don't think you do and you think it's no big deal, I always challenge people to come off gluten for 3 weeks. Tell me how clear you are mentally. Tell me how your energy levels are. Just, you know, explain to me how much better you're doing. And you'll notice a huge difference, folks that do that. So it's interesting how the whole thing works. It really is. I one thing with gluten is it's a grain that creates a lot of inflammation. It also crosses the blood-brain barrier and can create some issues with brain chemistry, too. Now, this is not all proven with double-blind studies in the United States. A lot of this was done in Europe, and the information was kind of researched over there. But it is. It's unbelievable how just that little bit of change in diet can make a big difference. Kind of the overall key is, you know, three meals a day, two to three snacks in between. Those are all important. And just focus on certain supplements can be helpful, but it's your food choices that are most important. But fish oil is good, of course. Cod liver oil is my favorite. And you've got a lot of the different things like B vitamins, but enzymes, hydrochloric acid, probiotics, all the digestive aids are things you want to look into to use on a regular basis, because it really can get things reset and kind of get into a good spot for you. Because I know you're in a place where you're kind of uncomfortable, you know, it's you get the gas and the bloating and all that, but that can all be pretty much taken care of. It's all about the choices you make from this point on, because the past doesn't matter. 888-283-7272 lines are open with questions about your health. You may call right now or check us out on the web. Don't forget, wellness providers are in your area. Go to mywellnessproviders.com. You can find one in your area that believe the same way we do. Now, here's the key to your health. Make the right decision. Decide you want to get well, and then get the tools that you need to accomplish all that you want to. So if you want to lose 30 pounds, 10 pounds, 80 pounds, over 100 pounds, you can do it. Just got to have somebody take you by the hand, help you realize that you can do it. Remember, as Dave Ramsey says, 20% head knowledge, 80% behavior. So true with your health. Hi,
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's welcome home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Why? Because your health matters. It does. Whatever you're dealing with, know this. The body changes, but you have to be willing to change. Your choices every single day, they matter. Put the bottle down, they're saying. Everyday health day or everyday health risk of drinking. Here's a couple of them. So your young women, binge drinking is a little bit more on the rise. So the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently reported that 1 in 5 female high school students and 1 in 8 young women commonly binge drink. And the CDC classifies binge drinking as having 4 or more drinks in one sitting. Others define it as drinking with express purpose of becoming intoxicated. The study also found about 14 million women and girls binge drinking at least 3 times a month. Binge drinking trends among high school girls raises serious concerns. Pregnant women is another one. Drinking and birth defects. Pregnant women continue to drink alcohol despite the risk of losing or harming a fetus. Pretty sad. Unbelievable, actually. Alcohol remains the leading preventable cause of birth defects and developmental disabilities. And the binge drinking specifically has been known to cause miscarriage, stillbirth, and premature birth. College students, of course, drunk driving. Alcohol, especially for young people, can have severe impact on decision making. So drinking remains a staple of the college lifestyle for many students, but it's also a trigger for poor decisions. At the University of Maryland School of Public Health recently, they found that 1 in 5 college students admitted to driving while drunk. So drunk driving appears to be on the decline, but even for teenagers and college students, it still remains a little bit of a challenge. Men, of course, having alcohol-related deaths are always a big issue. And, of course, men and women share similar issues on the binge drinking, but men have a higher rate of alcohol-related deaths and hospitalizations. Always has been that way. Now, the other thing that's interesting with this is the teenagers and the risky behavior that's associated with it. So, you know, I just think parents obviously make a decision to talk to your kids and teenagers and whatnot. They're going to make their own decisions. They're going to do what they want to anyway, unfortunately. But if you can at least instill some of the information in the home, if you've got some level of trust with them, then they'll listen and hopefully apply it and make it part of their lives. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out on the web. Let's go to Will. Hi, Will.
Hi, Dr. Acer.
Good to talk with you.
Yes, likewise. I'm over at Charlotte, North Carolina, and okay. I'm telling your screener that I actually went in today for, I'm a truck driver, so I went in for my semi-annual physical, and they told me that I had some blood in my urine as far as my heart, everything else. You know, I got a clean bill of health on that.
Okay.
So I thought I'd call, give you a call, because I listen to you all the time, and I'm always impressed that, you know, the way that you handle your callers and the information that you give them. So
thank
I
you.
Thought I'd give you a call and see if you could, help me out with that.
So the blood and the urine, and they're not telling you anything? Or do they tell you it was a kidney infection, kidney stone? What were they saying?
Well, in all actuality, the doctor said that he wasn't overly concerned because it was just a small, excuse me, I'm cutting my trunk off here. It was only a small amount that that he detected. However, I'm taking two different types of medication. One is a one is prednisone, and the other one is Zyrtec. Zyrtec.
Mm-hmm.
And that was tied to a situation that took me by surprise about 9 months, close to a year ago. I had a breakout of hives for some reason or another. I've never been sickly, anything like that. I'm 51. I'll be 52 in a matter of days now. And always been a gym rat and all of that, very healthy. Always watched my eating. However, I haven't been able to shake, you know, the situation with the hives. If I miss a taking the medication on the regular for a day or so, I'll usually get a breakout again. So I was just curious as to whether those two things was connected in any way.
Well, as far as the blood and the urine goes, probably not. I mean, I just, the one thing you want to do, you know, if you've got a little bit, no injury, no trauma, right, from that?
That's correct.
Yeah. Sometimes it could just be an issue. Like I said, you could have, with a little bit of urine, of blood like that in the urine, sometimes there could be calcium oxalate stones, which are kidney stones, coming through the ureters, but they're not big enough to where they get, you know, they really grind and hurt and create a lot of pain. So sometimes that could be something that you're dealing with. That's a possibility. But more than anything, working on your lifestyle choices is going to help everything else. I mean, finding out what your core nutritional deficiencies are, if you have any, is going to be important too. So, I mean, you get a blood test done with your physician, that's a good way to go, just because it kind of lays the foundation. It'll give you a good just overview of what you're dealing with. So that's one thing to look at. And then from a kind of a natural and nutritional perspective, your supplementation can be helpful. But it's really going to come down to staying hydrated and keeping things healthy. Now, I'm just surprised. I guess if they did all the blood tests and there was no infection, they would have seen it. So they would have treated it at that level. So, yeah, I mean, that's what I would do. I would look into someone that can work with you on diet. And, you know, I would just look at all options along that. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding medical.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.